Schönen Moment.
You change the item completely from a herb and you ground it up and came into a powder. That is token. But we've shown him learn that token means the idea is to reduce the size to a substantial amount. It's a chiddush, you're right, it's a chiddush. Even though it's not a powder, but reducing the size drastically to make it easier to digest or to use it for what you have to do, that is including a malach of token. So that is the malach of token. You're quite right. Even though it's not mamish the same, it's not a powder form, but that itself is awesome. That's what we said yesterday, yeah? It has to be? So we said the Be'er Lacha says yesterday it's very hard to know the shear. It's very difficult to give a shear what it is. Pashtus, the Rosh Hashanah says it looks every food could be different. What is called small in that food is already the Esel Teuchen. It's very hard to give out a door on every food how small it has to be. It's very clear. The Be'er Lacha himself says he's not sure what the size is. It's very unclear how thick it has to be called Teuchen. So it's very, very borderline. You can see where someone speaks about the eggs, cutting the eggs with an egg slicer. What that's called. The lechera, it looks like thin slices. The Moshe Leposu speak about cucumbers and thin slices. That lechera is problematic. Dicing up and chopping and grating, all these things lechera the Poskim can take on, is called a melacha of token. We spoke about mashing yesterday, and we said mashing is also called token. Many Poskim can take on that. Mashing is also called an issur token. So all these things, crushing, mashing, liquidizing, mincing, chopping, dicing, grating, shredding, slicing into thin pieces, it's all included in the melacha. Now, there were two good kashas yesterday that were asked. I'm not sure if they're here, the ones who asked the kasha. One that was about mushrooms. That's good. There was a shayla about mushrooms. Is, because we said that the melacha of token. Has to be gedulei karka, or something to do with the ground, these stones and sand and things like that. Is that included? Is mushrooms included as well? Mushrooms, we all know we make shahakwed on mushrooms. The reason is because the Gemara says that mushrooms are yonic from the air. They, even though they grow on the ground, they get the yonika, they get the sustenance from the air, and therefore you make shahakwed. So the question is, an interesting question, so the Maaseh, is there a problem of teuchen with this? Is there a problem of grinding a mushroom? Once you want to cut out mushrooms, if I now, it's quite common now, people are getting in fashion, you know, for salads. People want to put them into salads. So again, if you cut them in big pieces, that's not token. It has to be a small size. But that's where you can slice it quite thinly. You want to put it into a salad or whatever. Is that a problem of token? So here, in, what do you call it, the Orech Shabbos actually speaks about this here. I found it. It's actually very machlekes, actually, this Perek Hei Orech Havzayim. He brings... Okay. He brings actually a machlokes between very gedolei poskim actually. He starts off yesterday's topic. It's a question. He was not sure about this with mushrooms. He brings a more about brochas. He says legabe maisa actually very interesting. Using it for maisa sheni money to buy gedolei karka or mushrooms includes the machlokes of shenim. Anyway, to end up with a thing, he brings the Rosh Yosef, that's the Prima Godim. The Prima Godim takes on, it's not called Gedulei Karka. That mushrooms are not Gedulei Karka.
Why does this have to be included? If you buy a dress for your wife in Yerushalayim, your Yosef is the one to send you money.
It has to be food.
It doesn't have to be food.
You sure? Master Shane, I think it has to be food. I think the pastor says it has to be some sort of food. It shows what it can be. I think it's a nice idea to buy. I'm not saying you shouldn't buy a nice dress, don't get me wrong. But I think you use Michael Shane money for that. I'll check it out. But, you use Michael Shane money? Okay, I'll try and check it out a bit. Okay, yeah, interesting. Oh, yeah, it's good. Okay. We'll check it out. But the Maaseh, the Baal is talking about mushrooms, and he says mushrooms is a question. And he brings the Egletal. The Egletal takes on that is Gedulei Karka. And therefore one should not grind up mushrooms. The Maaseh, it's a shayla v'deraisa, it could be, yeah? So one should not grind up mushrooms in a very small, into a very interesting way. In this Sefer Pesukei Truth, I'm going to hear, someone else asked yesterday, also a question about hydroponics. Hydroponics, don't ask me, I wanted to read it out before. Hydroponics is a way they grow things now, which is on water.
They are
yoga. No, I haven't had a chance to read this, but you read it all now, you read it. Let me just read out very quick while I've got it. I'll just read you out the top. This is that I haven't been through. I'm just reading out the top. The hydroponics, it's hard English, this, is a subset of hydroculture. Oh, that explains everything. Which is the growing of plants in a soil-less medium or an aquatic-based environment. Hydroponic growing uses mineral nutrient solutions to feed the plants in water without soil. It's without soil. That's a big shire. That is a big question. That is rather a big shire. What block then? That's fine, grass. The many pots you hold, that is a big sophic of hydroponics, yeah, what you make. That's cucumbers and tomatoes, which are now very common.
Lettuce as well.
I'm saying, that's a big question. Okay, I mean, yes, Padverdine, Robosma, say you make Hardomi, you look at the Paley. But it's an interesting question. What is hydroponic? Let's say you've got a tomato which is hydroponically grown. Can you chop it up on Shabbos? Doesn't sound right. So lechera, it's questionable, very, very questionable. Lechera, one shouldn't do this. One should be machmir, one should not do this at all. Is that a good kasha? Yeah. Okay, let's move on a little bit, Rabbi Yisai, very interesting. So now, we've got now, when it comes to the chestochen, we have to, before we go into the nitty-gritty, we have to differentiate between different sorts of kalim when it comes to grinding. Keli number one is a specialized instrument. It's a keli hamayuchud, for example, a mincer, a grater, an onion chopper, a potato masher, a tomato slicer. I haven't seen one of those. Anyone seen a tomato slicer? I've asked. Been asked a few people. No one seems to know what it is. But it's I've seen an egg slicer. I haven't seen a tomato slicer. The same thing. All right, same thing as tomato. Okay, all right. A tomato slicer. It's a keli, which is miyuchad. All these things are kelim hamiyuchadim, which we'll see about. That's level number one. Level number one is a keli which is specialized. It's made for chopping. That is level number one. Level number two is a non-specialized keli. It does the same job. The mosh, a knife. You can cut up with a knife. A knife has got a use, many uses. It's used for different things. One of its uses is to cut up food into small pieces. That is level number two. It's a non-specialized keli. That's level number two. We see what all this means. Level number three is completely unusual. It's an unusual way of grinding. The mosh, someone uses the back handle of a fork or the handle of a knife to crush something up. Or he uses a cup, the bottom of a cup, or the bottom of a bottle to squash something down and pound it and crush something up. That is completely not the normal way of the mill. Not bad. Not the way of the mill. And that is level number three. Okay? We're going to see how these fit in, all these levels. But that is the three levels. Again, level number one is a specialized keli. Level number two is a non-specialized keli, but it can be used for totem. It's often used also for grinding. And level number three is you can use them for grinding, but it's not the normal, it's completely unusual such a way. So let's come now to the heta number one, which we did touch on yesterday, and that was the heta of only Gedulei Karka. The whole issa of Tchina, Teuchen, is only when it comes to Gedulei Karka. Things that grow from the ground or attach to the ground, like sand, soil, things like that are also included. But other things like cheese, eggs, and things are not. However, the Mishnah Berura speaks out, very interesting, that even though most Rishonim hold that if it's not Gidulei Karka, it's not subject to Totem. That means eggs, cheese are not subject to Totem. That's really what should come out. However, there are some Poskim who take on that it's not, the criteria is not Gidulei Karka. The criteria is the food edible as it is beforehand? Let me just read out what it says. First of all, he brings Ein Tchina B'Gedulei Karka. Then he says over here that some other is showing him hold that the criteria is whether the food is edible without you grinding it. That means if the food is edible beforehand, there's no token. If the food is edible beforehand, then it's not token. If the food is edible, and if it's not edible and you have to crush it down to make it small and you can eat it, that is token. We really hold that the main criteria is Gedulei Karka. However, we are suspicious for this other shitter. And therefore, anything which is not Gedulei Karka, but it's not edible, there's still a problem. You're looking at me, what am I talking about? What am I talking about? Give me an example. So I'll tell you, raw fish and raw chicken. It's not Gedulei Karka, but it's not really edible as a raw state. Therefore, sushi, I thought someone was that. Yeah, but still, reducing the size also helps. Because it's easier to digest. When you reduce the size, you're also doing a major tikkun. Because it's now easier to pop into your mouth. It's true, you won't really do it. You might mix it into a food or something.
As a whole fish, you eat a small piece of whole fish, is easier than
a... Of course, if it's ground up, it's much easier to eat. I mean, you're still not going to eat it, but it's called a major tikkun. These were shown in whole, that's called a major change. And therefore, they taina something which is not edible to be eaten, even though it's not gidulei karka, it's a problem. We are machmir for this shitta. Which Rua says, and therefore we are only lenient on things that are not gidulei karka and are edible as it is, which is really quite encompassing. I say all meat that's been cooked, baked, anything, fish cooked, baked, anything like that, cheese, eggs, things like that is no problem at all. So you can grind that up without any problem whatsoever. Again, here you must not use utensil number one. You can't take a grater, for example, and grate cheese. You can't take a grater and grate egg. Level number one is also the uvdah d'choy. It doesn't look right. It's not the right thing to be doing. It's a keli amayuchal. One should not be using that on Shabbos. So a grater is not allowed to be used on Shabbos, even when the item you're doing, you're using, is not subject to toichen. That means eggs and cheese are not included in toichen. But even so, you may not use such an item, such a grater, to cut these items.
So your next item.
Hold on, come here. So that's talking about a shredder, a grater. All these things are problematic to use. So one may not use them on Shabbos, even though there's no problem with something is so toichen. It's uvdah d'choil, and therefore one should not use it. I've got two things over here, actually. Well, this is actually a keli. I've never used this, actually. This is a carrot, a garnish maker. I don't know if anyone's used this. It's all sealed. I don't want to open it out, but I might say it grates carrots into fine slices, it looks like. That will be a problem. That's a keli hamayuchud, which is a problem. Here, I've got an egg slice over here.
Oh, yeah.
Now, this is a very good thing. The chayra, this should be problematic. Those who don't know what it is. I hope it's been cooked properly. That's all I can do. Now this, cut very, very fine actually. Put the egg inside here.
He's not wearing
that way.
That's
the way.
Fantastic.
I could be a chef, I think. I'm not going to take that. You see, the pieces are very, very small. Someone wanted to tell me that it's not small enough. I think it's very, very small. Yeah, that's a little more problematic. But the mice, this is one side. This is like a cucumber side we spoke about yesterday.
It's not as thin as
a cucumber, but I think for an egg, this is quite thinly cut. I think for an egg, that will be quite thinly cut. And the chayra, for an egg, I would have thought this is called enough of a problem. But there's no token with eggs. The question is, though, now, can you use this? Is this called a specialized instrument, which is a problem? That's the question. That the apostle is speaking out. Is it called a specialized keli? What?
The answer you can use. What's this one?
Same thing.
You would help into a flower.
You mean big pieces? I didn't try. Maybe you have to know. If it's big pieces, that's a problem, no problem. No, the shiny thing is, so the question is, can you do it this way? Can you do it? You're cutting to very thin slices. So here, the poskim are actually very makel. The poskim say that it's no problem. Why? So there's two reasons. One, I don't understand so well. One of the reasons they say it's like a knife which is cut, which I don't really understand the reason. But others explain that the issa of this keli is only miyuchad, the side which is not toichen. The whole egg slicer is only used for something which is not slicer toichen. But mainly there's no issa. The issa of toichen is where you've got a shredder or a grater or something which is normally used for toichen, and you want to use an egg on it. So that we can say you can't use. Since this keli is normally used for grating, we don't let you use it now on Shabbos for your eggs. When it comes to a keli, which is only used for something which is not subject to toichen, the egg is not under the partial toichen. It's not in the partial toichen, eggs. Eggs are not included in the partial toichen. Since eggs are not in the partial toichen, then lechayra there's no problem to use the egg slicer. Hu adin, a cheese slicer. A cheese slicer will have the same thing. A cheese slicer also cuts the cheese very, very fine. It cuts very, very thin, the slices.
Well, that's what you have.
It can be very fine.
It can be. What said to you? You never said to me. I don't know how you do it. But the meiser, you can cut it very, very thin, the cheese slicer. Again, you'll have the same heter over here, that without cheese is not in the parsha of toichen. And this cheese slicer is only used for cheese. That it's only that, it's an assumption, it's only for cheese. Therefore, that's not included, is it? A handmitzah is much worse because you use it for anything. You put carrots and you can put anything, you can create anything in a handmitzah.
You use it for meats and eggs and stuff like that.
But you use it for other things as well. A handmitzah is not only miyuchah for meat and eggs. Even if you decide to designate it just for meat and eggs, a normal handmitzah is made to mince all different sorts of things. I'm saying you can mince anything in a handmitzah. So once you've got a keli, which is the purpose of the keli normally is to use it also for non-gidulei karka, then that keli becomes also to use on Shabbos. Yeah? An interesting point, the matter. That's a chiddush. An egg slicer and a cheese slicer, which is only used for these things, no one uses an egg slicer for cutting tomatoes, as far as I know. And an egg slicer, you can't also use anything else. Or these cheese slicer and egg slicer.
You could actually turn the egg around, I think we do it at home actually, and cut it again.
Yeah, that's right. I'm saying an egg is nifty. It's potty. You can cut it. You can mash it up. You can mash an egg up. There's no problem at all. That's why the moshel, the egg and onion that people make on Shabbos, those who make egg and onion on Shabbos, I mean, there's a few problems that could be involved there. One is boyer, actually. That's the peeling of the eggs. One of the problems could be toichen. Not on the eggs, but on the, what do you call it? Not on the eggs, but on the onions. The onions could be a problem of toichen. The liver that people mix in also won't be a problem. Liver is meat which is edible. Again, that's also excluded from the Issur Toichen. So you're going to have a problem with maybe boira. And what other problem you might have, we haven't learned about, the other problem might be losh. Losh is when you knead it together, you combine all the things together. That could be another problem. Yeah. We'll catch you out sometime. We'll catch you out somewhere. So that's another thing to worry. That's another thing, an interesting thing about an egg slicer and a cheese slicer. Those things over there haven't really got a problem of, what do you call it, of toichen. And therefore, a cheese slicer and egg slicer may be used. Let me just recap.
Can you use a peeler for cheese?
No, you shouldn't use, that's a good question, but it's like a grater. You should not use, a specialised keli should not be used even for non-gidulei karka things. You shouldn't use a specialised keli. A Lamoshla grater, someone wants to use grate an egg, for example, he's got a grater, you should not use that grater with grated eggs. That's wrong to do. You can use a fork. A fork is no problem. You can take a fork, you can mash your egg up, mummish to your heart's content, you can make it into a powder. You can take a fork, the level number two, a fork or a knife, you can take the egg and cut up into 1,000 pieces. 10,000 pieces, you can cut that mummish into a powder. There's no issa. It's only level number one keli is not allowed to be used on an egg or cheese or cooked meat and cooked fish. But level number two, the knife and the fork, those keli may be used on level number two. That is allowed to be done. Let me just recap what we said. So we spoke about this chiddush of gidulei karka. So we said not only is it mutter, if it's not, it has to be not gidulei karka, not gross from ground, plus it must be edible as it is. So therefore, raw meat and raw fish is a problem, even though it's not gidulei karka. But since it's not edible as it is, you should not crush it up. I'm wondering about sushi. Sushi is interesting, actually. Now people are beginning to eat this raw fish as it is, so maybe it's not considered such a major tikkun. I don't know. I'm not sure. You could say it's a minority of people, but it's not enough people. So again, so cooked foods and everything like that, there's no problem of using level number two.
Knife.
A knife and fork, you can use a sharp
knife. Could be a bit of a sharp.
Even a sharp knife, it might see you use it for different things.
Cutting up
for, yeah, so I hear what you're saying. It's interesting, but you might see you could use for other things as well.
You could.
I'm saying it's not a keli hamayuchad. I think it's called a keli hamayuchad. It's not made for that purpose, only for, yeah, it's a good point, actually, a good point. And then also, so we're saying now this egg slicer and this cheese slicer, since it's used only for non-gidulei karka, and it's not, no issur at all involved in there, so the meister, there's no problem to use that on Shabbos, an egg slicer or a cheese slicer. Okay, everybody, sorry. That's a lot. Combining it with